it's Sarah. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. What's up?
How's the new caregiver?
She's doing great. No complaints.
That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, I received your text. There's a few words I didn't understand. It looks like you like talked it in, maybe something about like there is chicken in the sentence.
No, that was my phone picked up what was on the TV on the speakerphone. My apologies.
No problem.
She's doing good. She's picking up where Sandy left off. Fulfilling everything that's, needed to do. So I've got no complaints. She's really doing good. You picked a good one.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear. Let me see if that.
Yeah, she's going to work. On Sunday to make up for next Tuesday. She takes care of her uncle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something that she was doing before she joined you. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that in order to make up her hours that she would be working. And it's only every other week, not every week. But like, for example, this coming Tuesday, she won't be working.
Okay, sounds good.
But she worked yesterday. She did my laundry, took it home and all that to do my laundry. She'd bring it back today. And we're going to be running some errands this morning.
Okay, I just want to make sure I see her clock in 1 second.
Yeah, I will make sure that I'm waiting for her to arrive right now. I'll make sure that she's using a time clock and everything else. Now, is she set with you as far as her payroll and everything else goes, direct deposits? Did she fill out all her paperwork?
Yeah, she should be. The first payment comes in a check anyway, so let me make sure. Let's see. Do I have her direct deposit? I don't think she sent me her direct deposit, but she'll send it to me shortly so that for next week. This week's payroll is going to be a check, and then next
Okay, week. I will notify. I'll let her know. She said she was running 10 minutes late. She had to turn around. She had forgotten to bring the laundry with her, so she had to turn around and go back home and pick it up and bring it back.
Okay. And she did clock in, because I'm not seeing the clock in.
She's not?
I'm looking for them. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
She clocked in from your phone or using the app?
She should be using the app, because I don't have your app on my telephone, and there'd be no need for her to use my phone when she's got her own.
Yeah,
I will get with her as soon as she gets here, because I also told her to start documenting her hours like Sandy used to. Write them down, get a picture, and make sure you get them in by Tuesday.
Perfect.
To meet the deadline. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, as soon as she gets here, I'll make sure that she's using her app.
Yeah, that sounds. Let me check one more place, maybe under.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then I'll have her send in her direct deposit to you. I don't know if she needs some sort of. Can she do that on the app, or does she need something separate?
No, I think I told her she's got to send me a screenshot of it.
Okay, of her direct deposit? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. But other than that, you picked a good one. Thank you so much. Appreciate it greatly.
Sure, Kia. I don't see the clock in, so just have her call me if she's going to. She'll have to write up all the hours like Sandy did and then send
yeah.
me. And then also
exactly.
I can explain to her how to clock in, because I want to make sure that it's going to
yeah.
work today.
Yeah, please do, and make sure to tell her it's 9:15 to 11:15 or whatever Sandy was working, 9 to 11:15, I believe. And how many hours per week? Was it still 16 and a half?
Let's check. 1 second.
Monday through Saturday? Is that what we came up with? That's how we came up with the time.
So for April, there's 62.25 hours. So
how many?
62.25
hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many hours I'm given, what, per month or per year?
No, for the month, for April.
Oh, for April. So It's 62 hours. Wow, that's a huge increase.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Okay, so let me.
All right, perfect.
That's an in. Okay, so I'm gonna, and then before, when there's longer months, like when 31 days, it looks like maybe you're gonna get 66.25, I think.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll let her know that because I know she was concerned. I said, you know, just do your regular clock ins when you're supposed to, you know. I said, if there's any doubts or questions, Sarah will call you and let you know.
Perfect. So I'm just making sure that the schedule is on right. The
medicine. Yeah.
And she's going to do 6 days a week or seven?
I'm sorry, what?
How many days a week is she going to do?
7 days a week, just like Sandy, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And since she won't be working tomorrow on Tuesday because she's, you know, as you know, she's also a caregiver for another little boy who's got disabilities, but she also takes care of her uncle as well on Tuesdays, but that's going to be every other week. And so she's going to work on Sunday to make up for the Tuesday hours that she's going to miss.
Perfect. Yeah, so she should still do 2 hours. I'm going to make her a schedule right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Sandy out of it. I'm just going to adjust the schedule.
Yeah.
So she's doing from 9 to 11, right?
Yeah, 9 to 11. Yeah, Sandy was doing 9 to 11:15. And that worked out for the amount of hours that I was allotted with Sandy. For the week.
Yeah, so she should try to stick to 2 hours because 2 hours and 15 minutes is going to go
yeah.
over at the end of
okay.
the week. So 2 hours.
All right, so 9 to 11. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, no problem. We can do that. And then I'll make sure that she's clocking in and out. And I know that she started writing down her hours. I gave her Sandy's book, so she had something to compare notes to.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, here she is. She's just not pulling in. You got just a second so you can talk to her?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 1 second, Sarah. How was your weekend?
It was really nice. How about yours?
It was pretty good. I can't complain. Now, I've got eye surgery scheduled on the 16th. In the past, we had Sandy scheduled for that, but since they're only doing one eye, I'll be able to see out of my other one. But now I've asked her to be here and Tuesday afternoon to be here so that she can make sure that I get in my apartment okay and also prepare a meal because I got to fast the entire day before. No food, no water, no nothing.
Mm.
So I need her to be here. It'll be like about from 5 to, you know, maybe just for a couple hours. Yeah, she said she could cook dinner for me and have a meal ready for me when I get here because she's got to administer the eye drops as well for after surgery, you know, the antibiotic and stuff like that.
That's great. I'm happy she'll be able to be there with you.
Hey, Brandon, I also want to introduce you to my new caregiver. She'll be coming in here. Just so you know, if you see her walking around.
I've seen her on camera.
I know, this is a different one. Oh, here she is right there.
But I've seen her on camera.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to introduce you to a brother.
I'm going to get another mat out here for you.
Okay.
You had that one out here, so I didn't put one out.
Okay.
I'll get you another mat.
All right. Hey, Andrea, this is Brandon. He's the manager.
Hey.
So I just, I got Sarah on the telephone.
Okay.
She wants to talk to you, over some stuff with you.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Brandon.
Nice to meet you.
All right. I forgot today was trash day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they come to get it. Here you go, Sarah. Here's Andrea.
She Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Sarah.
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. So I want to talk with you about the clock-ins because I don't see any of your clock-ins from the past few days.
Because I couldn't clock in because I hadn't given you the mobile ID until after you had left.
Oh, perfect. Okay, no problem. So let me go ahead and link that now so that you can have it set up for when you clock in right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm linking you right now, but for the other ones, just have fill out the sheet like he was telling you to do. Just write them all on a sheet and then send them in to me with his signature, so I'll put them in for billing this week.
Okay. That sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Direct deposit.
Did you get my direct deposit information?
Yes, now I see it. I'm going to put that in, and then it's going to be for next week. This week's going to come in a check.
Okay.
Okay, great. It says the mobile ID can be found. Let me just check one more place to make sure this is the right code.
I'm going about every other Tuesday as well.
Okay.
That you'll work Sundays and make up for those hours.
Okay. So I have a different mobile ID number. I have two of them.
I think this one is the right one. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like now it worked. Let me see if I can link you with him now. One second.
It says my mobile ID number is 543-6684.
Okay, it should work now. Now if you try logging in or log back in, open up the page, it should let you clock in.
Yes, I think. Okay, so today's schedule. Nothing scheduled for today.
Yeah, I'm going to put your schedule in.
Okay.
For now, you could just clock in without the schedule.
All right. GPS. It says I'm 841 feet out of range.
It's fine. You could clock in anyway. It sometimes does that, like that it pointed exactly.
Will you sign that? Yes. Sign it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is just like Sandy's right here.
Okay, so you sign it at the beginning, not at the end?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hit save, and that way that logs it in.
Okay.
Now, that's when she would write down her hours when I signed it, her start time.
Okay.
And then... when you log out, it's going to ask me for my signature again.
Uh-huh.
I sign it, and then you sign on your paper the time that you clocked out. Tuesday, I sign off on it. You take a snapshot, and you send those to Sarah.
Okay. All right. So Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday, at the end of your shift, you take a picture of all of this, okay, the hours that you worked.
Okay.
I sign it.
Okay.
It's quite simple once you get into the routine, but it's important to be clocking in on the hours. And I'm allotted 62 hours a week.
How many?
62.
No, that's for the month. 62 hours.
For the month, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So that's it. I'm going to go ahead and put your schedule on now, so you'll see it later today.
Thank you.
Okay, if you have any questions, give me a call.
All right, I sure will. Thank you, Miss Sarah.
Sure, bye.
All right.